Hong Kong Certificate of Education Examination 2006 English Language Syllabus B Paper 3 Integrated Listening, Reading and Writing Instructions to Candidates You should have on your desk a question-answer book and a data file. Do not open them until you are told to do so. I repeat, do not open the question-answer book or the data file until you are told to do so. Now write your candidate number in the space provided on page 1 of the question-answer book. Now look at your question-answer book. Check that your question-answer book has no missing pages. Look for the words end of paper on the last page. Now stick your barcode labels in the spaces provided on pages 1, 3 and 5. Close the question-answer book when you have finished. Now look at your data file. Check that your data file has no missing pages. Look for the words, "This is the last page of the data file," on the last page. You are reminded that all examination materials will be played once only. The test is divided into two parts, Part A and Part B. You should use a pencil to answer all questions in Part A, short tasks. For Part B, extended tasks, you should use a pen. Put your hand up now if you have any difficulties. It is not possible to handle complaints after you have taken the test. The test is about to begin. Keep your earphones on until you are told to take them off. Part A. Open your question-answer book. You should use a pencil for this part of the paper. Part A is about to begin. Look at page 2 of your question-answer book. Section 1. In this section, you will hear a question followed by a conversation or a statement. Look at the information provided and the four possible answers. Choose the best answer and write the appropriate letter A, B, C, or D in the box provided. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. Question 1. What was the total number of internet users in China in 2005?
Did you know that in 2003 there were over 22 million internet users in China?
That's about 3 times as many as in Hong Kong.
Yes, that figure's from 3 years ago, though. In 2004, it rose further. In fact, it more than doubled and reached 47.8 million users.
That's phenomenal.
Well, what's truly phenomenal is how many users there were in 2005. Compared with 2003, the figure increased by over 70 million to 94 million.
Now that really is phenomenal.
Question 2. How many lectures were delivered by webcast in 2003 to 2004?
As you can see from the bar chart, the number of lectures delivered by webcast has been increasing since January 2003. Comparing the periods of January to June 2003 and July to December 2004, you can see that the increase is very big. In fact, the number has more than doubled. Interestingly, though, the number of lectures delivered via webcast in the second half of 2003 and the first half of 2004 were almost the same. Can anyone think of a reason why this happened?
Question 3. Which printer is Kim going to buy?
I'm just not sure which of these printers I ought to buy.
Let's start off with your budget then. How much do you want to spend?
Well, no more than $2,500, because I want to leave some spare cash to buy one or two ink cartridges as well.
Okay. The next question is whether you want to have a black and white or colour printer.
I quite like the idea of having a colour printer, but no, I'm worried about the cost of the colour ink cartridges.
Well, you're right. They are expensive, so not a good idea in your case.
Yeah. Look, how about this one? It's within my budget, and they give you a 1-year warranty.
That's very reasonable. Oh, but look at this one. This one gives you an additional year's warranty for just $50 more. I think this is probably the printer you're looking for.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll get that.
Question 4. What equipment does Miss Lai need for her presentation?
Do you have everything you need for your presentation this morning, Miss Lai?
Yes, I think so. But you'd better check one more time for me.
Certainly. Here's your microphone and remote control mouse for your notebook computer.
Mm-hmm.
Will you need your lecture notes?
No, I don't think so. What I do need, though, is the mini projector. I've just been told that the one in the school hall isn't working properly. Can you get me that, please?
Mini projector? Sure.
Thanks. I must have got everything now.
Just one more thing, Miss Lai. Here's the floppy disk for your computer.
Oh, yes, I mustn't forget that. Thank you very much.
Question 5. What's the text message that John sends from his mobile phone?
Come on, John. We'd better get moving or we'll be late.
Okay. I just need to use my mobile phone to send a text message to Billy to tell him what to do. So, what have we decided?
We said we'd meet at Hang Seng Bank at 11:30 a.m. Don't you remember?
Which one? The branch in Admiralty or in Wan Chai?
Neither, John. Remember we said we'd meet him at the branch in Central. We've booked lunch for 12:30. Tell Billy he needs to get $200 because he's paying today.
Got it. Just give me 30 seconds to send this message.
And tell him not to be late.
That's the end of Section 1. Section 2. You work for a market research company. You are going to interview people as part of a new market research project. Answer question 1 as you listen to conversation 1, and question 2 as you listen to interviews 1 and 2. You have 45 seconds to study the questions. Conversation 1. In this conversation, you'll hear Joe giving you information about the new market research project you're about to start work on. Listen to the conversation and answer question 1.
Hey, do you have time to go to Central to interview some people for a new market research project?
Sure. Could you tell me more about the project?
Okay. Our client wants us to find out what items of technology people carry with them.
Wait, let me write this information down in my notebook. No doubt I'll have to write a report about the project afterwards. So, the purpose is to find out what items of technology people carry with them. This sounds interesting.
Yes, and the client also wants us to find out how people get information about new IT products.
So another purpose is to find out how people get information about new IT products.
That's right. Now, the name of this research is Technology in Your Bag. Nice and simple name, isn't it?
Yeah. Technology in your bag. I like that.
Okay. Now that you've got the project name and purpose, all you need to do is to go and find some people to interview.
Yes. Wish me luck.
Interview 1. You're now in Central interviewing people for the market research project. Listen to the first interview and complete the first form.
Excuse me, madam. I'm doing a survey called Technology in Your Bag. I'd like to find out what items of technology you're carrying with you. Could you spare me a couple of minutes, please?
Okay. What would you like to know?
First of all, could you look at these boxes on my survey form and tell me your age range, please?
Well, I'm 37, so it's this box here.
Thank you. And what's your occupation?
I'm a teacher.
A teacher? Great! Now, are you carrying anything digital in your bag? For example, a digital camera or a camcorder?
No.
Have you got a mobile phone?
Yes, everyone's got one these days, I think.
Yes, I think so too. Now, I see you've got earphones on. Are you listening to music on an MD player or an MP3 player?
Well, actually, no, neither of those. I've got music on my PDA.
You've got a PDA?
Yes, it's an old model, but it plays good quality music.
Right. Now, do you have a notebook PC in your bag by any chance?
Yes, I do, actually. I use it to write class reports on my students. It goes with me everywhere.
I see. Now, are you carrying any other items of technology that I haven't mentioned?
Yes, I've got a small computer game here in case I get bored, like when I'm travelling on the bus.
In that case, would you say your computer game is an IT item that you can't live without?
No, not really. The one thing that I couldn't live without is my PDA. It's got my whole life stored on it.
I know what you mean. Now, one final question. How do you find information about new IT products?
Well, I talk to salespeople in shops.
Okay. Talk to salespeople in shops. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Thank you very much for taking part in my survey.
You're welcome.
Interview 2. Now listen to the second interview and complete the second form.
Excuse me, sir. I'm doing a survey called Technology in Your Bag. I'd like to find out what items of technology you're carrying with you. Could you spare me about 2 minutes of your time, please?
OK. I'm on my lunch break anyway.
Great. First of all, what's your age range? 18 to 25? 26 to 35? 36 to...
That's the one. 26 to 35.
Thank you. And what's your occupation?
I'm a police inspector.
OK, let me write that down. Police inspector. Now, what items of technology are you carrying?
Let me see. I've got a mobile phone, a digital voice recorder, and a pocket PC.
Excuse me? A digital what?
Digital voice recorder. I use it to record meetings.
Right. I need to write that down as well. Digital voice recorder. By the way, what is a pocket PC? Is it a notebook PC?
No, it's another term for PDA.
I see.
I've also got a mini keyboard for it.
Mini keyboard? Is that a piece of technology?
Yes, of course. You attach it to the PDA so you can type and input things.
In that case, I'd better write it down. Mini keyboard. Well, you're carrying quite a lot of IT equipment. Is there anything here that you couldn't live without?
No, there's nothing that I can't live without.
Okay, let me just note that information. Now, how do you normally get information about new IT products?
Well, I read magazines and newspapers.
Okay, so you read magazines and newspapers. Well, I think I've got all the information I want. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome.
That's the end of section 2. You now have 1 minute to make any changes to your answers.
Thank you.
Section 3. You are Kim, a Form 5 student. You are phoning the Yuen Long Community Cyber Center as part of a school project on IT. Listen to the telephone conversation and answer questions 1 and 2. You have 45 seconds to study the questions.
Good afternoon. Yuen Long Community Cyber Center. How can I help you?
Hello. I'd like to get some information about your center and the facilities you offer.
Okay. What would you like to know?
Well, first of all, I'd like to find out who uses your center.
Well, different groups of students and adults. By far, our largest group of clients are secondary students. They make up 40% of all users. We also get university students, but the figure's only a quarter of that.
Uh-huh, meaning 10% are university students?
That's right. Our second largest group of clients are retired adults. They outnumber those who work and those who are unemployed.
What are their percentages then?
Well, 25% for the retired adult group. The working adults and the unemployed adults are, let me see, 5 and 20% respectively.
Thanks, got that. Now, can I ask you my next set of questions, please?
Sure. What would you like to know?
I'd like to find out what facilities you've got in your cyber center, please.
Okay. We've got 25 PCs and all of them have internet access. We've also got 6 black and white printers and 5 colour printers in case anyone wants to print things off from the computer.
Is printing free then?
Unfortunately not. Colour printing costs 80 cents per sheet. Black and white, 30 cents per sheet. And you must bring your own paper.
Sorry, did you say per sheet?
Yes. Colour printing's 80 cents per sheet. Black and white printings, 30 cents per sheet. And you must...
I know. I'm noting this down. Bring your own paper.
That's right. We've also got a special video conferencing room for those who want to chat with people from other cyber centres around the world.
Video conferencing room? Excellent! And how much does it cost to use this room?
It's $129 per hour.
That's quite reasonable.
Yes, but you must come with an adult, i.e. someone over 18 years of age. It could be one of your parents or a teacher if you like.
I'd better write that down. Must come with an adult. Okay. Are there any more facilities?
Yes, we've got webcams in the video conferencing room.
Webcams? Okay, I'm noting this. What about game stations?
No, we don't have those.
Okay. Are there any other special notes that I should make about your centre?
Yes. For those people who can't walk, there's wheelchair access to our centre.
Okay. Has wheelchair access. Now, two more small things. What's your URL? And what are your opening hours?
Our URL is www.ylccc.hk.
Uh-huh.
And we're open every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Let me note this down. open every day from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. Well, that's all the information I need. Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
That's the end of section 3. You now have 1 minute to make any changes to your answers. Section 4. You are Kim, a Form 5 student. You and your classmate, Oliver, are surfing the internet to do some research for an IT project you are doing at school. You have just come across an interesting survey on a website. Listen to the conversation and complete the survey. You have 45 seconds to study the questions.
Hey Oliver, you can get a free gift if you do this survey about online learning. Do you want to do it?
Okay. You're good with the keyboard, Kim. Would you mind doing the typing in for me?
No problem. First question. Your occupation.
That's easy.
Yes. Student. Now, age. 15 to 22. I'll just click that one. The next section is about types of IT and frequency of usage. What do I put down here?
Broadband internet. Always.
Okay. How about Bluetooth?
I have that on my mobile, but I rarely use it.
In that case, I can't click never then, can I?
No. It'll have to be sometimes.
Now, the next section is about online learning. Have you ever done an online learning course before?
Yes, last year. I studied how to set up a website.
Interesting. I didn't know that. How to set up a website. Done. Now, who was offering this course?
It was the Hong Kong College of IT.
The Hong Kong College of IT. Never heard of it. How long did that course last?
Well, I completed it in 6 months.
That's quick. Did you pay a lot to do this How to Set Up a Website course?
Not really. It cost $1,000. But because I'm a student, I got a 20% discount, so I only paid $800 in the end.
I need to enter the cost, but it's asking for US dollars.
Say 100 then.
OK, I'll enter that. It's now asking what you liked the most and the least about your online course.
Well, I really enjoyed the fact that the course was convenient and easy to use. So you should type that in.
Convenient. What was the other thing you said?
Easy to use.
Easy to use. Right. Now, what did you like least about the course?
Being lonely.
What do you mean?
I mean, I had to work alone. Also, I didn't have anyone to talk to. Learning online's not like learning at school. You're by yourself all of the time, and the only company you have is your computer.
I think I'll just type that in. Lonely and no one to talk to. There you are. We've nearly finished. Just a couple more questions.
And I can select my free gift.
What gift are you going to choose?
I'd like to do another online course. Is there anything like that under free gift?
You can't get one for free, but you can get it quite a lot cheaper. I'll click this box for you, okay?
Yes, please.
Now, suggestions for online courses. What shall I put down for this?
How about offering more discounts to students? I know we get 20% off the courses now, but if they were cheaper still, I'd enroll in a few more.
That's a good idea. Let me type that in. Offer more discounts to students.
Is that it? Have we finished now?
No, one more question. What subjects would you like to learn online?
Digital photography. My dad's just bought a digital camera, and I'd like to learn how to use it properly.
OK, I'm typing that in. Digital photography. Have I spelt that correctly?
Let me see. Yes, you have. Oh, one more thing. Since my computer is always breaking down, I'd also be interested in a course on PC repair. I can save money if I can do the repair myself.
Okay. I've entered digital photography and PC repair. All right?
All right. Are we ready to submit now?
I think so. There, it's done.
That's the end of section 4. You now have 1 minute to make any changes to your answers. That's the end of Part A. Part B. Situation. You are Kim, the secretary of the Techies Club in your school. The club was set up to encourage and help students to use information technology. As secretary of the club, you take notes at meetings, record events in the club's events diary, and write articles for the club's monthly magazine. You are now participating in a meeting with two committee members of the Techies Club, Oliver and Joey. Listen to the conversation and complete the following three tasks. Fill in details of a requested talk in the Techies Club events diary. Design a poster giving students information about health and comfort when working at a computer workstation. Write an article for the Techies Club magazine about using the internet. Before you listen, you will have 5 minutes to study the question answer book and the data file to familiarize yourself with the situation and the tasks. You should also look at the note sheet on page 7 of the data file, where you will take notes as you listen to the conversation.
Thank you.
Now turn to page 7 of your data file and take notes on the note sheet as you listen to the conversation among Kim, Oliver and Joey.
Okay, everyone. Are we ready to start the meeting?
Before we start, Oliver, I saw Ms. Lai during recess and she's asked me to give you details about the you and your computer talk that you're going to give to students.
Ah, the details. Yes, please. But wait, perhaps Kim could note down the information in the club's events diary for our records.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, now, the date that Miss Lai wants is Friday the 2nd of June. Are you okay with this date, Oliver?
Yes, Friday the 2nd of June. No problem.
And the class that she wants you to talk to is Class 3C. There'll be 38 students altogether.
Uh-huh. I bet Ms. Lai's the class teacher for this Class 3C. Am I right?
Right. And she's booked the multimedia room for the talk already.
Wait, let me write this down so Oliver doesn't go to the wrong place. Multimedia room. Got it.
And did Ms. Lai say what time the talk will start?
Yes, she said 3:15. Is that okay?
3:15. Yes, that's fine.
She also asked if you could make the talk 45 minutes, maximum.
Sure.
Sorry, Joey. How long did you say?
45 minutes.
Okay, I'll note that down. Make the talk 45 minutes, maximum.
And Miss Lai also wants Oliver to allow some time for questions and answers.
No problem.
Okay, allow some time for questions and answers.
Well, that's all the information I have from Miss Lai about the talk, Oliver.
Thanks, Joey and Kim. Now, perhaps we can start our meeting now. The first item on the agenda is the poster we're designing for students about health and comfort when working at a computer workstation. We need to decide what information we can put on the poster. And then Kim's going to design it for us after the meeting. Aren't you, Kim?
That's right. I've got pen and paper here and I'm ready to take notes.
Good. Now, at the last meeting, we decided that we'll have two columns in the poster. One listing some physical problems caused by wrong computer usage, and the other advice on what people should do.
Yes, that's right.
Now, about physical problems, my aunt's a physiotherapist at the Hong Kong Physiotherapy Centre. And she's told me that a common problem for people who suffer from wrong computer usage is burning shoulders. I think we can put this information on our poster.
Did you say burning shoulders?
Yes, like your shoulders are hot. My aunt also says that another problem people can have is tight legs.
What legs?
Tight legs. This normally happens when you've been sitting in the same position for a long period of time and don't get up to walk around frequently enough.
Let me write that down. Tight legs. And what should people do about that?
Well, my aunt says you should take frequent short breaks and walk around every 15 minutes.
Okay, I'll put this advice on our poster. Take frequent short breaks. And
walk around every 15 minutes.
Walk around every 15 minutes. Can we think of any other problems?
Well, you talk a lot about having a sore neck, don't you, Oliver?
Yes. I get a sore neck whenever I've been working on the computer for a long time.
Well, that's another computer-related physical problem. And what do you do about it, Oliver?
Well, I usually move my head from side to side, and it helps.
That means the advice is Move your head from side to side. Got it?
So, we've got burning shoulders, tight legs and sore neck under physical problems.
That's right. And as for advice, people should take frequent short breaks, walk around every 15 minutes and move the head from side to side. Now, are there any more things that people should do?
Well, you should massage your shoulders gently.
How do you spell massage?
M-A-S-S-A-G-E.
Right, so massage shoulders gently. The poster's looking good so far. Have we got any more ideas?
Well, my aunt's given me these two postcards. She usually hands them out to patients to remind them of comfortable computer usage. I think we should use the ideas in them for our poster.
Good suggestion. But I think we should still keep our eyes open for some more ideas to put on our poster. Now, shall we move on to discuss how we're going to write an article for our club magazine?
Fine.
Okay, I'm ready to take notes.
Well, Ms. Lai first talked to me a few weeks ago about putting an article in our magazine to tell people how to use the internet safely. She feels that we ought to encourage students to use the internet as it's a powerful tool. We all know how it can enable people to do lots of things, and it's accessible 24 hours a day, 365 days a year.
It's true that the internet can enable us to do lots of things and it's accessible any time. But the disadvantage is that some people waste too much time on it.
Yes, and I'm one of those people who waste too much time on it. Sometimes I spend hours surfing. Also, not everything I see on the internet is reliable or suitable for young people.
That's precisely why Ms. Lai and I thought it would be a good idea to have an article telling students about how to use the internet safely.
Actually, Ms. Lai sent me an email to say what we should include in the article. I've got the email here to show you. Let me find it. Here it is. We can use it to help us plan our writing.
Good idea.
Yeah. Now, I've picked up a leaflet from the Education and Manpower Bureau. I've also cut out a newspaper article that gives true life stories about online users. They've all got information that we could use. Come to think of it, I've seen something there about physical problems and solutions related to computer use. I'm sure Kim would want to include them on our poster.
Really? In that case, I'd better read them before I finish designing the poster.
I've cut out a letter to the editor. I've also downloaded the timetable of talks and workshops in the computer room for this week from the school website. I think there's information in them that we can use as well.
Good. We should have plenty of ideas for the poster and for the article now. Oh, we mustn't forget that Ms. Lai also wants us to include some details about the website review competition in our article.
What website review competition? What are we talking about?
Don't you remember that in our last meeting we said we wanted to encourage students to use the internet more? We thought it would be a good idea to ask students to write about the websites that they find interesting and useful for doing schoolwork, you know, like writing book reviews. And to encourage students to write website reviews, we thought we would have a competition.
Yes, I remember it now. Students write a review of a website that's interesting and useful for doing schoolwork. Send it to us in the website review competition, and the best review will win a prize.
And we said we'd have a word limit of 150 words for each review.
That's right. No more than 150 words to keep them short. As for the prize, Miss Lai said that she bought a new ergonomic keyboard recently, and we could have it as a prize to give away.
What does ergonomic mean? And how do you spell it?
Ergonomic is spelt E-R-G-O-N-O-M-I-C. And it basically means that the design of the keyboard and the way the keys are positioned make it very friendly to your hands and wrists.
That sounds like a nice prize. Come to think of it, I'll put it on our poster that people should use a special keyboard for comfortable computer usage.
That's a good idea. Now, we decided last time that the deadline for the website review competition would be the 5th of July. Do you still think that this date is okay?
Let's see. The magazine comes out on the 1st of July. Students will need to read the article first to find out about the competition. Then, they'll need some time to write their reviews and send them to us. Well, I think we'll need to give people a few more days. Shall we make the deadline the 15th of July instead?
Okay, the 15th of July then.
Should I put it in the article to tell students to send their website reviews to my email address?
No, better to send it to the Techies Club's email address. Any one of us can check the email then.
I agree. The Techies Club's email address will be more convenient.
OK.
Now, shall we talk about the last item on the agenda? That's recruiting members for the Techies Club.
Yes, we definitely need more members. You've seen in Ms. Lai's email that she also wants us to get more students involved in IT in the school. And she's given us an idea on how to attract members. She says we could...
That's the end of the listening component of this test. You will have 1 hour to complete the written tasks. An announcement will be made when the time is up. Take off your earphones now and turn off your radio.